Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about taqwa. Taqwa or piety, it's also been translated in other ways such as God-wariness, God-consciousness. These are all various translations that have been given for this word. It's kind of very difficult to actually convey this concept into English. Piety is one of the principal or the principal virtue in Islam. There's a famous verse in the Holy Quran in which God says, "O mankind, indeed we created you from a male and a female and made you nations and tribes that you may identify with one another. Indeed, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the most God-wary amongst you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware." Right? So piety is the chief criterion for the nobility of a person, a human being. Even knowledge, which has been stressed a great deal in Islam, in and of itself, it's not an essential virtue. Rather, it more or less serves as a preliminary that paves the way for piety. Obviously, we cannot be pious and fear God and be God-wary if we don't know His commandments and His prohibitions. So knowledge is a prelude to that. But in and of itself, it's not something virtuous. So I can memorize the entire Quran, I can memorize all of the laws of Islam and so on and so forth, but that's not going to help me in the hereafter if I don't practice them and I don't act upon them. Keeping in this mind, the Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "There is no dignity more honorable than God-wariness." And he said, "The key to dignity is God-wariness." In order to elaborate on this a little bit more, in another hadith, it's been related that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "God-wariness is the remedy for the sickness of your hearts, the sight for the blindness of your hearts, the cure for the sickness of your bodies, the reformation of the corruption of your chests, your souls, the purification of the filth of your souls and your spirits, the enlightenment of the blindness of your eyes, the safety for the fear of your anxiety, and the light to the blackness of your darkness." Many hadiths have been transmitted regarding this fact, the virtue of God-wariness in Islam. And it's also been transmitted that Imam Zainul Abidin said, "There is no nobility for the Qurayshite nor the Arab over other." There is no nobility for the Qurayshite nor the Arab other than through humbleness, and no dignity other than through God-wariness. That's very important. Especially, this is very beautiful when we take into consideration the environment in which Islam manifested, in which people they consider them superior, themselves superior to others because of their lineage or because of their language or because of their color of their skin and so on and so forth. Islam came in this environment and said, no, the true criterion for nobleness and karamat is nothing but piety. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at piety in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.